Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Republican candidate for president was in Marion County on Saturday. Let's go in-depth with Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Well, Senator, what did you think of the visit to Knoxville today?
I was blown away by the level of questions. I'm just constantly amazed in Iowa and New Hampshire how informed people are about the nuances of government. You know, the Iowa caucuses serve a purpose. It's an antidote to big money. In Iowa, it's about your character and about your competency. 20, 25 people here, this is a good way to be president of the United States, to show up at a VFW in Knoxville, Iowa, and take questions for an hour. I hope we never lose this.
You say you're the best candidate
to be commander-in-chief on day one.
Rick Perry said the same thing last week.
Well, this is why we have a competition. He's a good man. I'll tell you what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Like Rick a lot. I appreciate his service. For the last decade, I've been going to the Middle East routinely, 35 trips plus to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've been more right than wrong about foreign policy. I criticized Bush and his team when I thought they got it wrong in Iraq. I've tried to work with President Obama where I could. When he withdrew our troops from Iraq, I said, you're making a huge mistake. The whole Mideast is going to hell. I think among my colleagues in the Senate, I'm seen as a voice on foreign policy that's respected. 33 years in the Air Force, but in the last 10 years, I've been busting my butt to understand what's going on in the Mideast. Radical Islam is on the march. I understand the players in the Mideast. They know me, and I know them. I don't need any on-the-job training. I'd pick up the phone tomorrow and call any leader in the Mideast and know exactly who's on the other end of the line.
Well, now, you said that President Obama shouldn't have got out of Iraq. Wasn't that a timeline that was established by President Bush?
Yeah, the goal was to negotiate a follow-on presence. The goal was never to leave Iraq unless the military commander said it was okay. We picked 2011 as an end of mission date with the understanding we would negotiate a follow-on force. I went to Iraq at the request of Secretary Clinton with John McCain and Joe Lieberman. The Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds would have accepted a follow-on force. President Obama kept driving the number down. We got down to below 3,000. And everybody in Iraq knew that wouldn't matter, that wouldn't help. So he got the answer he wanted, which was zero. The military said the bottom line is 10,000. President Obama got to zero because he wanted to. Don't blame the Iraqis, blame him. Blame him. I was there, I know better.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Lindsey Graham. One of the most interesting things that you said today was that there are peaceful paths to peace in the Middle East.
Yes.
The big media doesn't, you don't say that very much in the big media, or they don't report that.
There's non-military paths to success. The biggest path to winning the war against radical Islam is empowering people in the region who reject the philosophy. That's the overwhelming majority. Dropping bombs is one part of it. Building up armies and police forces is one part of it. Young people are less sectarian. They're less radical in their thought. If I'm president of the United States, I'm investing in their future. Having economic ties with the Mideast so they'll have a job is a death blow to radical Islam. Giving women a voice about the future of their children is the ultimate death blow to radical Islam. So if I'm president of the United States, we're going to have a military strategy to degrade and destroy ISIL, but you also have to have a strategy to empower people. Where I find the will to reject radical Islam, I'll provide it capacity. It could be a small schoolhouse in a remote region educating a young poor girl will do more damage to radical Islam than a bomb. We should have stayed in Iraq. We need to stay in Afghanistan until they get on their feet better. If we'd left Germany and Japan without helping them, God knows what would have happened. This is a generational struggle where the military component is just one of many components.
How about the domestic economy? What would you do for the domestic economy of president?
We're becoming Greece. If somebody doesn't fix the entitlement systems, they're going to take up all the money. Simpson-Bowles was a bipartisan plan where the Republicans would eliminate some tax deductions, take revenue to pay down debt. We would all means test benefits. If you make $200,000 a year in retirement, you should not get a $109 a month subsidy from the federal government to pay your prescription drug Part D premiums, because we're borrowing that from your grandkids. So if you adjust the age retirement for young people, because we have to, we live longer, if you'll means test benefits, people in my income level take a little bit less, we'll get the baby boomers through retirement without becoming Greece. By 2030, we're going to spend all the revenue you send in taxes on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and interest on the debt. The purpose of my presidency would to have a bipartisan plan to stop this country from becoming Greece, wiping out Social Security and Medicare.
Now, some Republicans would call that plan the means testing plan, over $200,000 a year. That's class warfare. You don't want to do that.
That's what you have to do to save a great country. That's not class warfare. That's saving the American dream for people who are going to lose it if we don't adjust. It's asking Americans to contribute to our country where they can. When I was 22, my parents died within 15 months of each other. They owned a liquor store, a restaurant, and a pool room. I'm the first in my family to go to college. My sister was 13. If it wasn't for Social Security survivor benefits, we wouldn't have made it. We moved in with an aunt and uncle that never made over $25,000 in their life. I'm 60. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I would ask people who make $200,000 a year to give up a subsidy we can't afford. That, to me, is required to save this country. I would ask younger people to work a little bit longer because we have to. As to people who can't afford to give, I would not ask you to give. When I was 22, I couldn't give a penny. Today, I can give because I've got a military retirement, a congressional retirement, and a 401k plan. If I'm president of the United States, I'm going to ask America to sacrifice where you can. And if I'm going to ask a young man or woman to go back to Iraq and Syria to fight radical Islam so they don't come here, I sure hell is going to ask somebody $200,000 to give up something they can afford to.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Lindsey Graham. You also speak differently than all the other Republican candidates that I know on climate change.
I think it's real. Mm-hmm. I'm not a scientist, but I've been to the Arctic Circle. I've been to Alaska. I've been all over the world looking up close at how the climate is changing. I think global warming created by greenhouse gases is a real phenomenon. The solution should be the fight. When 90% of the climatologists say it's real, why would I disbelieve 90% of the people who are scientists? I want to have a contest between Democrats and Republicans over how to solve it. Their solution is basically help the environment destroy the economy. My solution is create a clean, safe environment and create jobs in the process. To people in Iowa, you're part of the solution. All these windmills we see, they're good for the environment and they make us energy independent. Ethanol, the product you grow in Iowa, is a fuel source we don't have to purchase from overseas. If I'm president of the United States, I want to do three things really. Energy independence, find oil and gas that we own in an environmentally sound way, create jobs in the process to go into a lower carbon economy, and basically unleash the power of the private sector to help our environment. Look what you do in Iowa. I don't know how big the wind economy is, how much ethanol means, but both of them combine to make us energy independent and create a healthier environment.
Ethanol is a big deal, and by 2030, I read the other day, 40% of our electricity will be supplied by wind.
Well, I don't know if you'll get to 40%, but I'm a nuclear power guy. 20% of the grid is nuclear power. I'd like to make it more. Wind and solar eventually have to stand on their own. I don't mind helping jumpstart these industries. Ethanol is part of the mandate in terms of gasoline component. I'm an all-of-the-above guy. I'm for wind. I'm from solar. I'm for drilling offshore of the East Coast. I'm for fracking. I'm for it all to become energy independent, and creating a low carbon economy over time needs to be done in a business friendly manner. So wind and solar are part of the mix. Let them stand on their own eventually. Senator Grassley is probably the best advocate in the entire Congress for ethanol and wind. I follow his lead.
Now, we Iowans say the oil and gas industry's never stood on its own. It's always gotten subsidies of one sort or another.
Well, what they do is they get to write off some of their exploration costs because it's a risky business. They get to deduct cost of businesses, cost of doing business, but there are no direct subsidies. Ethanol used to be a 50 cents a gallon tax credit. Now it's a mandate. Part of the mix has to be ethanol. I'm for a more private sector-based solution, but we haven't built a nuclear power plant in 30 years. So we have nuclear power tax credits to jumpstart an industry that we need that is really in its infant stage. There'll come a day where the federal government doesn't pick winners and losers. But again, Senator Grassley seems to have a pretty reasonable plan of how to get wind up and running in a phased-out way.
Now, you have a pretty clear record of working across the aisle.
Yeah.
You work with Democrats to solve problems. Is that going to hurt you?
I think it helps me.
Caucus?
No.
Think it helps you?
There's 16 of us. If I can get 15,000 votes out of Iowa, there are a lot of veterans. I hope people will look hard and close at who should be the next commander-in-chief. We pick the next commander-in-chief for our military. Choose wisely for their sake. I think the fact that I work across the aisle to solve hard problems like immigration, that I am talking logically about climate change, that I am trying to find a big deal to keep us from becoming Greece like Reagan and O'Neill did, is going to help me, because the people who don't like common ground, I have lost a long time ago. Most Americans think that Washington is broken. Not because we do too much together, because we do too little together. I'm a proud Republican. I'm proudly pro-life. I'm proudly Second Amendment gun owner. But when it comes to governing this country, I intend to be the president of all of us, not just a single party.
Now, this is a question I ask all of the candidates.
Fire away.
Can you get me in the ballpark price of corn and beans?
Well, they say corn's at $4 a bushel. It was at $6.50, and they say $4 is the break point. I don't know what supply is going to be. Beans seem to be a better crop this year. People seem to be doing better with soybeans. But driving up here from,
Muscatine.
I saw a bunch of cornfields and less bean fields. So I'm surprised that people are not planting beans more. But the corn people have done well the last few years. This may be a tough year.
Thanks to Lindsey Graham for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.